Good morning. I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us Wendy Ritz with FSU Panama City and Sarah Burris with the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System. There's an event going on over at FSU Panama City tomorrow evening, a film, the PBS POV Peer Kids, showing at 7 p.m. Thursday night. But of course, come early if you'd like. There will be opportunity for conversation along with a food truck on campus over there. Tell me a little bit about the film again. Well, what is the PBS POV?
Yes, so POV stands for Point of View, and Peer Kids is it's P-I-E-R, so it's set in the New York City Christopher Street Pier, and it's a safe haven for a lot of Black queer kids. A lot of them are homeless, and this is kind of like a family environment that they find safe haven in this area, and it's been that way for decades for the Christopher Street Pier. And so we follow the story of three individuals throughout the film. It tackles some difficult issues, but it's beautifully done. It's a beautiful film. The film director is Elegus Brayton, and he does a fabulous job.
And certainly one of the things that FSU Panama City is trying to emphasize in partnership with the NWRLS is that there are safe havens in our community in Bay County. There are safe places to come and be yourself and learn and communicate with others. And that is right here near the Hathaway Bridge on FSU Panama City, and of course Gulf Coast State College. Now, there are some statistics though that really emphasize the importance of this effort. Could you share a little bit of those with us, Wendy?
Yes, I'd be happy to. 48% of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and other gender non-conforming youth Americans have engaged in self-harm or a suicide attempt. This information comes from the Trevor Project, and where they had 40,000 survey participants. Mm-hmm. And this was just completed in 2020, so the information is quite current and relevant. 50% of young people, so this is 18 and younger, who identify as trans or non-binary have strongly considered suicide. And some of the struggles that these individuals have are a lack of available LGBTQ familiar mental health providers. 60% of LGBTQ youth report that somebody has tried to convince them to change their gender identity or sexual attraction. Mm-hmm. And for a young person, this has got to be such an overwhelming, hurtful, struggle to face, that their life path certainly is difficult. And we want to highlight and we want to recognize the struggles and let them know that FSU PC and Gulf Coast State College, that there are avenues and community aware of their struggles, and we are here to help.
Certainly. And the event, the showing of the PBS POV Peer Kids over at the FSU Panama City campus tomorrow evening is an excellent opportunity to do that. Now, after the viewing, there will be a panel with two community members who are LGBTQ to help spur the conversation along, answer questions that you may have, or really connect with the community. If you are a member of the LGBTQ community here in Bay County and want to find that connection, can you tell us about the two panelists we'll have?
Yes, and we're thankful for the LGBTQ Center of Bay County for providing the panelists, expert panelists. We have two individuals. Emily Gray is a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. She began her transition in 2016. She's currently a fire captain for the U.S. Navy at NSA Panama City. And she volunteers at the LGBTQ Center of Bay County as a transgender outreach coordinator. The other individual, Dylan Everett, is a 28-year-old construction worker and a trans man. Mm-hmm. He has recently married the love of his life, Deborah, And he says he's an open book. Any questions you have, he is happy to answer.
Certainly. Two incredibly unique perspectives on the experience. Mm-hmm. If you have questions, it is very likely that they will be able to answer them. And if not, there is a whole center in Bay County that can answer those for you and get you connected with those who have that experience. Mm-hmm. Certainly, this event is an excellent opportunity to broaden your view of what other people experience. And of course, I am incredibly impressed at the collaboration between the NWRLS and FSU Panama City.
It's exciting.
Sarah, can you tell me the event details one more time?
Okay, so the film itself starts at 7:30 p.m. It's tomorrow, October 7th, and it'll be held at the FSU Panama City campus in the outdoor amphitheater, which is behind the Holly Building. If it rains, it is still going to be held, but it'll be inside of the Holly Building in the auditorium. If you arrive a little early, you can have a tasty dinner, purchase something at the Holy on Wheels food truck, so the Indian food, and that'll be 5 to 8. Otherwise, bring a picnic. Bring your chairs, because it is going to be the outdoor amphitheater, so be comfortable. And as long as it's not alcohol or glass, it's good to go. And then we're going to have some swag, and we're really super excited.
Excellent. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. Sarah, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thank you all so
much. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap the show right here on The Mix.